Good morning. Well, this is a wonderful Lord's Day to gather. We will worship the Lord. We will have table fellowship today. Praise the Lord. Let's give a thanks for all that has worked so hard to get this ready, too. Do you get ready? This is going to be a table fellowship. And, of course, remember the proceeds go for the big mission trip that's coming up. Dick, you want to say something about that? Everyone is welcome. Yeah, and that is something that we're, again, so proud of our mission team, that they want to make sure that word gets out. This is just an all-inclusive table fellowship. Come as you are, okay? And we're going to enjoy this day. Just want to draw your attention here. And I might have a monitor maybe a little too hot. I think it's ringing some feedback here on us, guys. If you can take one of these monitors down just a tweak. Hey, thank you, buddy. I didn't even know that Rosanna was down at the care center, apparently. Wait a second. Reefa Moore is back in the house. Come on, get my chair. Reefa, I was looking back here because you and Rosanna, you know, you two are always so faithful sitting here and supporting our church. But Rosanna is down at the care center, so we at Bancrest, so we want to remember her. Also, I did not know, we rushed over to the hospital last night, got a call from one of Dwight Smith's neighbors. He'd had a procedure and was struggling at Lutheran Hospital. So we got over there. I'm happy to say, thank the Lord, he's resting well. And in fact, the nursing group shared with me that he will probably be released tomorrow for a care center for rehab, but needless to say, continue to add him to your prayer list. That information just came, as I say, last night. So Dwight Smith, we want to add. Are there any other parish notices to come before us? Very good, Brad. Short trustees meeting after church here in the front. Yes, Laura. Here you go, honey. Yes, ma'am.
It's in the bulletin that there's a sign-up sheet for confirmation class, and it's actually in my choir folder. I forgot to put it up out there, so I'll put it up when we come out following worship.
Excellent. Thank you, Laura. Any other parish notices to come before us? Then let us prepare our hearts for morning worship. Thank you. Let us pray. Oh Lord, you turn our mourning into dancing. Speak to us in silence, in words, and in actions, that as we gather today to praise you, we may hear your voice. Transform us, we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me.
O Lord, my God, I cry to you for help, and you have healed me.
Sing praises to the Lord, faithful ones, and give thanks to God's holy name.
God's anger lasts for a moment, but God's favor is for a lifetime.
You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
My soul praises you. I will not be silent.
And now lift up your hearts, your voices to the Lord. The opening hymn of praise, 384. Love divine, all loves excelling. Take this opportunity. Welcome your neighbors to the passing of the peace. At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Good morning, children. I have a very special light bulb. I don't have it plugged into the wall, but you ready? You ready for this? You're going to like this. Is that cool? With just a touch, it went from darkness to light. Now, there's a very special message for us today from Mark's Gospel. There's a man who was very sick. And listen to this. He not only was sick, he had a disease called leprosy. Not only was he sick, but because he was afflicted with this horrible disease known as leprosy, do you know what the religious people of his day did? They cast him out of the holy community. Isn't that terrible? Yeah. They wouldn't let him in because he had leprosy. This man was very, very sad. He goes to Jesus Christ and he recognizes who Jesus is. He knows this is the Lord himself on earth. And the leper knelt before Jesus and he pleaded with him and he says, Lord, if you choose, you're the Lord. You can make me clean again. And moved with pity and compassion, Mark says that Jesus stretched out his hand and he did something amazing. He touched that leper. Now, you're not supposed to touch a leper. That was the holy law. In fact, you can find it in the scriptures. You don't touch a leper. And yet Jesus touched the leper. And when he touched him, he not only healed him of his disease, but just like light to darkness to light, he touched that man and his sadness went to joy. Because Jesus just loves us that much. Jesus has come to show us what God is really like. And God is love. Now, as we get ready for Valentine's Day, we're not going to lift up just any old love. There again, we're going to lift up the love of Jesus Christ our Lord. And like that leper that came to Jesus and had his sadness turned to joy, we're going to make a circle right now. Jesus doesn't walk the earth like he did in the days of this leper, but he can still touch your life through his Holy Spirit. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make a circle, boys and girls.
Yeah.
And we're going to invite Jesus, his Spirit, to come into our hearts and make us joyful. Let's do that right now. You want to do that? Let's make a big circle. Well, it's going to be a big circle today. And then don't forget, I've got something really special to give you when we're done, okay? All right, let's make this circle. Heavenly Father, as you touched that leper years ago when nobody else would have anything to do with him, not even the holy of the community would have anything to do with him, Lord, your love will never give up on us and never let us go. You love us, Lord, just as we are. Heavenly Father, we open our hearts to you and we ask your Spirit to come into our hearts. Touch our hearts, O Lord. Make them joyful. Let your light shine in the darkness. Let your light shine within us and, Lord, help it to shine through us so that we can tell other boys and girls about Jesus and his love. In his precious name we pray and give you thanks. Amen. How about that? Let Jesus live in your hearts, children. Now we've got, as I said, some very special treats. Look at this. Oh, my goodness, you got Valentine's Day coming, and how about that? You get two of them. Oh, you bet you do. You get two, and we talk about letting the Lord live in your heart. Let the Lord live through your heart, too. Let the Lord use you. You know that old leper? You know what he did? He wasn't even supposed to go tell anybody because Jesus still had a lot of work to do. And Jesus knew when the word got out, everybody was going to flock to him. And he probably wouldn't be able to go into towns anymore. And he couldn't, as a matter of fact. But you can't blame that leper. Something that joyful, when Jesus enters your heart, he just couldn't keep it to himself, Michaela. So he went out. Michaela's going to carry the mic here in just a bit. But he went out and he told everybody what Jesus had done for him. I want you to do that same thing, boys and girls. I want you to go out, Deb, thank you for these. Very special treat today. I want you to go out, and I want you to tell other boys and girls, will you? Tell them about Jesus and his love. There you go. Yes. All right, children, you may return to your pews. And Deb, these are just wonderful. If there are any other little children back, this is a very special treat today. You want to take them, Deb? A very special treat. I was going to say, following the message, if any of the little ones were maybe a little too shy to come up here, please help them out here. Michaela's going to help us out today. There you go, young lady. If you're a visitor, boy, what a day to be here. We always want to extend hospitality to you. But today we especially, as Dick Miller shared with us earlier, we want to encourage you to feel comfortable to remain with us. For the table fellowship, it's going to be a great day. Got all kinds of great cooks. It's a great cause. All the proceeds, if you want to leave a love offering. And most importantly, we want you at the table, okay? Don't worry about that. But if you've got a love offering to give, that's going to go for this big mission trip. Now then, as hospitality, there are little cards in your pews. That's a visitor's card. If you wish, fill that out. Again, furthermore, if you wish, put your telephone number on there. And I want to say, if you put your telephone number on there, you're going to get a call from me. And I just love that opportunity. So I want to call you and get you better acquainted here. Now then, that'll be dropped in the offering plate when the ushers come through. The ushers get me those cards. They do a great job. To get you further acquainted, joys and concerns. If you have a joy, it could be a birthday celebration, perhaps a wedding anniversary. It could be a witness. Mark gives a witness today of Jesus Christ. Perhaps you have a witness that you want to lift up from your heart of how the Lord is blessing your life. You want us to hear it? Raise your hand. If you have a concern, maybe someone's sick or in the hospital, perhaps there's a family in bereavement, you want to lift them up, again, raise your hand. Joys or concerns, raise your hand. And that's what Michaela has the mic for. She's going to bring you the microphone so that we can hear the joys or concerns. Joys or concerns, just please keep your hand up so Michaela can see you. Please keep your hands up. I see right over here.
Well, my brother Stan is getting better. They got him off the ventilator here about Wednesday or Thursday. Was up yesterday afternoon. He's setting up and talking. He still is in ICU, and he still needs some quite a little bit of work done before he comes out of there. But anyhow, hopefully he's on the mend.
Thank you, Dick. I know that's got to be a comfort to you because I know you've got this very important journey ahead of you. Yes, Joy?
Dad, which is Daryl Carney, he's doing a lot better. He's back home. He's getting a little bit less negative than he says.
Excellent, Joy. Excellent. Any other joys or concerns? Yes, Glenn. Yes, sir.
I wish to again thank all of you for your prayers and your concerns about me. I am feeling pretty good right now and a little weak and getting along fine. I also notified you here several weeks ago that my brother was in the hospital there in Arizona and in pretty bad shape. I got good news. We brought him home last Thursday.
Fantastic.
Got him home and he's... He's at the Hearth and Home nursing home right now, if anybody would care to visit him.
That's a beautiful facility. Jim Ryan's out there right now, too, Glenn. God bless you. That's great to hear, Morris. That's wonderful news. Any other joys or concerns? Just raise your hand. Michaela's doing a great job here. Wonderful. Any other joys or concerns? Did I hear? Did I? Oh, yes, got Lynn right up here.
Try not to embarrass him, but tomorrow is Jeff's birthday, so happy birthday to Jeff.
You know what I'm going to do for you, Jeff? I'm going to eat two pieces of cake today in honor of your birthday. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Wonderful. Any other joys or concerns? Well, can we show... I'm sorry. Yes, sir, Richard. Yes, sir.
And I forgot until Lynn gave her comment. Tomorrow is Margaret's birthday also.
Oh, very good. Very good. Three pieces of cake. Any other joys or concerns? I'm glad to be here. Any other joys or concerns? Can we show an appreciation for this fine young lady, Michaela? Michaela, that won't be your last time. You did a great job. Thank you, young lady. Let us turn to the Lord now in silent prayer. And now, O Lord, as with the children, O Lord, may your Spirit enter the hearts of all your precious church family. What a day of fellowship, Lord. May your love touch the hearts of each of your children here at the table today, and those who through illness cannot be at this table. Nevertheless, O Lord, may your Spirit reach out and touch them and bring healing to them, O Lord. Now deepen our faith as we lift up from our hearts the prayer that the Savior of the world invites us graciously to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, our commitment to our young people, our youth and our young adults. We said that each month we're gonna try to lift these up. I've got some scouts out there already working for us to find out some of those Christian songs that are meaningful to our younger adults, and we want to lift these up. So we're going to lift this up today. This one's actually been out for a few years. I think it's Jeannie. I think this is probably one of the prettiest ones that they've ever done. But we're going to invite you all to stand at this time. Look to the screen. We're in this modern age of all sorts of multimedia resources. Let's put them to use. Let's put them to work for the Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see.
Amen. You may be seated. Wasn't that beautiful? Jeannie, I'm biased, but I still think that that's maybe the prettiest song. Still don't know how to pronounce his name. Paul say it for me, Lynn. Come on, listen to that beautiful pronunciation. Come on, buddy. Come on.
Beloish.
God bless you. See what you get. You never know. See what the Lord's going to add to you. Beloish. I love that man's work. I also love his rendition of How Great Thou Art. We're going to have that coming up maybe next month. Again, thank you, young people. I remember young people. Now help your preacher out here. Okay, we're on a mission together, and we want you to help us with the quest for your age group. You find some more of those pieces that are meaningful to you. I want to know about it, and we're going to get them for you. Okay, we all want to see Jesus. This morning, Mark gives a powerful witness of a leper. He knew where to turn. He turned to Jesus. When no one else would help him. Not even the religious of his day would help him. Even they cast him out. He turned to the one who will never, never forsake us. A leper came to him, begging him and kneeling. He said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." And moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I do choose. Be made clean." After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country. And still, people came to him from every quarter. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit upon the reading of God's holy word.
Oh,
Keith. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, choir. This came from Reader's Digest as an actual event. I always like to open Valentine's jokes. This really happened. A woman wrote in that this is out in California. She had stopped at a farmer's market stand, you know, Ted, had all the local veggies and fruits and things like that. So she stopped, and she was getting some produce. And then all of a sudden she noticed, before she rang up the sale with a young cashier, just a pretty young girl, was behind her still painting a sign. And the woman, the customer, says, "What's with the new sign?" And as I said, pretty young girl turns around with a big grin on her face. She says, "Well, my boyfriend doesn't appreciate the original sign." Not making this up, the original sign still hanging over the cash register read, "Local honey, dates, nuts." You gotta listen carefully. Gotta listen carefully for that one. Listen to that one. See, "Local honey, dates, nuts." Now you gotta listen carefully to the witness here from Mark. This is a remarkable, remarkable account of the gospel and the unfolding nature of the kingdom of God. A leper came to Jesus, begging him, kneeling before him. He said, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." Now listen to what it says. You look in your Bibles. Everyone has a translation. I'm not making this up. Do look at this and do listen carefully. Moved with compassion, moved with pity, the Lord stretched forth his hand and touched the leper. Please listen carefully. He touched a leper and he said to him, "I do choose. Be made clean." And Mark says immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. Now, in many ways, the cross already looms before Christ. The shadow of the cross casts its shadow over this unveiling of the kingdom of God. The religious community had to be in an uproar. Now, that's one of the reasons why Jesus didn't want these people to go and tell. The main reason was he had a job to do. His mission was to proclaim the kingdom of God and to establish that kingdom on earth. And guess who's part of that kingdom? We are. The works that Jesus did, we, the body of Christ, are to continue. That's the main reason he didn't want him to tell. But make no mistake, this was an incriminating occurrence. This was so provocative. This was a scandal. No one in the religious community would break that law. And you look at your Levitical laws, it's in Scripture. You don't touch a leper. And many times, the lepers, in fact, were, for instance, with Jerusalem, where did you find the lepers? Outside the walls of the holy city. Deliberately. What was a leper to do? Not only to stay as the outcast, they were literally cast out, hence outcast. They were to call out to anyone who came within their range of sight. They were to call out to that passerby, "Unclean, unclean, unclean." Now, can you imagine your self-esteem? They were outcasts by the religious community of the day. Jesus broke the Scripture. He broke the law. Reverend Dr. Joseph Fletcher, many years ago, wrote a landmark work called Situation Ethics. And what Reverend Fletcher tried to lift up as he heard this witness from Mark's gospel and sees the unfolding of the kingdom of God through Jesus, the Lord, after all. This is the Lord of Lords. He has the authority, all right? We've already established that. This is the Lord who does this. That there are times when Jesus would break the moral law of his day in order for a greater law to be fulfilled. Paul Tillich said, "The greatest law of all is the law of love." Immanuel Kant, the great philosopher, said, "One ought always to tell the truth." But then Immanuel Kant presented a situation similar to this. He says, "But what if you're in Nazi Germany, you're housing a Jewish family to save their lives, and here come the Nazi troops to your door. They knock on your door. They demand to know, are you housing a Jewish family? Immanuel Kant said, one ought always to tell the truth, but of course you lie. You break the moral code of truth, and you do it for a greater need, for a greater law, the greatest law of all, the law of love. Not just any love, not just, we're getting ready for Valentine's Day, not just any love, and that's the whole point. That's what Jesus represents. Not just any love. This isn't sentimentalism. This isn't a warm fuzzy. This is the agape love of the cross. This is grace. This is unconditional love, prevenient grace. And he reached out and he touched him. Now again, this is someone who was an untouchable. He was an outcast, cast out, and he was an untouchable. Unclean, unclean. No one is to touch a leper. Can you imagine what that would be like again? Can you imagine? You know, I met this beautiful woman back here at Marseilles. And I tell you, guys, boy, I tell you, I was head over heels in love, Tyler, the moment I saw this pretty girl. And as I always assure you, I wasn't nearly as ugly back then. But I mean, she's so pretty. And her daddy came across the street and invited me to go fishing with him, Tim. Tim, I hate fish. Oh, I hate fish. No offense to you fish lovers. I love to fish, but I'll give you my fish a catch. But I hate fish. Rudy Good used to always tease me. He'd say, Greg, let's go over to the galley. How many of you have ever gone to the galley? You like the galley? They still have the boat there? They still got the boat? Well, it's a fantastic restaurant, okay? No knock on the restaurant. It's a 10 out of 10. He says, Greg, listen, now you come with me. He said, now, look, come on now. He said, they got a fish sandwich that tastes just like chicken. And I said to him, I've shared it with you before. I said, Rudy, do they have chicken? And he laughed. He said, yeah. I said, I'll take the chicken. I hate fish. And her daddy invited me, and I went fishing for lake perch. And I know you love fish, and I know your daddy loves fish. And I came back, and as the first time I'd ever entered her house, Shelley, first time ever, I was just head over heels in love, man. Just beautiful girl. I couldn't believe I was. It was like being on holy ground. It was. And here she left. She left, Shelley. I'm there to meet her, and she leaves, and still, Tim, I'm in love. I'm in so much love. They offer me a plate of fish. I ate the whole thing, and her mama says to me, Glenn, her mama says to me, would you like another plate of fish? And I said, yes. Last plate of fish I ever ate. But it was worth it. It was worth it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And while we were there, there was a little preemie baby. They called her Baby Mary. Her name was Mary. Her name was Mary Gloria. Mary was her name. She was a preemie. And Allison, at the time, she was the youngest preemie at that time in the annals of the history of Ohio State University Hospital. And they were making groundbreaking discoveries. Here we are coming to the close of Epiphany. They had their epiphanies. They discovered that for preemies to live, here was an amazing secret. You know what it is, don't you? And you already know where I'm going with this. Touch that child. Touch that child. Laura says they've even gone beyond that. Now it's embrace that child. Embrace that child. Here's a leper. Cast out by the religious of his day, untouchable, unclean, but he turned to the Lord of Lords, God in the flesh, and an amazing discovery was made. This is the love of God that bore the shame of the cross. Remember, there, the ultimate shame for a Jew, to be exposed naked, that didn't bother Jesus. Not for love of you and for love of me. Naked he was nailed on that old rugged cross because he loves us. He loves us. He touched that old leper. Darkness was turned to light. Sadness and sorrow and a broken heart was healed that day. Joy entered his heart. The Lord wants that joy to come to us. Love. Love is the greatest law of the kingdom of God. When Lillian Hartsock passed away, and boy, I tell you, Shelly and Glenn, what a pillar of the church. Linda, we loved your aunt so much, just as we loved your mama, her sister. When she died, Terry said, "Greg, I've got a testimony I want to lift up. Would you please do it for us?" He said, "I want you to share what Janet and I always said about Mother." We said, "Mom was ordinary." He said, "Now, wait a second," as I shared with the gathering that day. Terry said, "Now, wait a second. I don't mean that in any derogatory fashion. When I say Mother was ordinary, I mean that Mother was ordinary in the sense that she was accessible, she was approachable, she was present. And she was present in our lives with love. And in that way, Janet and I always said," he said, "Greg, that therefore Mother turned ordinary into extraordinary because of love. Because of love." And Terry said, "You know, that really, Greg, that's what we should all be doing, is sharing that love." I heard a great witness this past week. I heard that there was a young boy from a non-Christian family named, boy, here's a name for you. And there again, Lynn, I could sure lean on you. I could give you the spelling. I checked out all sorts of pronunciation tools in all the World Wide Web, and nothing came up with anything. I mean, nothing. So I'm just going to venture a pronunciation. Maybe you know who this is, and you can talk with me during the table fellowship, because he's a great Christian today. But this young boy from a non-Christian family was named Palmer. That much I got. Tim, that much I could do. Palmer Okufu. And he was placed in a mission school, by the way, by his Nigerian family, because they knew that he would receive a good education there. And Palmer attended the school for several years, did not, however, become a convert to Christ. He continued to cling to a traditional African religion. Now then, one year, a new missionary, was sent to the school who began developing close relationships and ties with all the students, including Palmer. And eventually, the missionary led this young Nigerian to Christ. And listen to this, Warren. I love this. Here you go. The definition of evangelism. You ready, brother? Listen to this. He said of the influence of this Christian missionary, Palmer Okufu said of him, "He built a bridge of friendship to me, and Jesus walked across." Ain't that beautiful? He built a bridge of friendship to me, and Jesus walked across. And Palmer Okufu says, that's what we need to be doing with everyone. You got a great chance today at the table. Build bridges of friendship to those around you, so that above all things, Jesus and his love can come across into their hearts. Terry said, "Greg, someday I'm going to come witness for you." He said, "I've spent a lot of years studying scripture." He said, "But I got to tell you, I think it can be distilled into this. All scripture can be distilled into L-O-V-E. That's what turned darkness to light. That's what turned sorrow to joy. That's what healed the broken heart as well as the physical disease of this poor leper. And that's what can change our lives. Incidentally, I shared that day, Shelley, with you and Glenn and the family. You remember James and John were just at Simon's mother-in-law's house? You remember saying, this is chapter 1. We're still in chapter 1 of the witness of the gospel writer Mark. Do you remember that they went to the house of Simon's mother-in-law with, who'd he go with? James and John. Do you remember the nickname for James and John? Do you remember the nickname? Boanerges, which translated means sons of thunder. There was an occasion, we're not making this up, you study your scriptures, you remember it. There was an occasion when one village rejected Jesus, and John says, "Lord, you want us to call fire down from heaven and consume them all?" Boy, oh boy, that's the way he was, and his brother too, sons of thunder. And yet, at the close of John's life, it is written in the tradition. The tradition has now been handed down for thousands of years. Tradition, by the way, is older than scripture. but it was handed down to us that at the close of the disciple John's life, the disciple whom Jesus loved, at the close of John's life, they would put him on a pallet. He became very feeble, and they had to carry him on a pallet to village to village, and he would teach in the synagogue. And he would, at the last hymn, it was the same, very same message, little children, love one another. Same words, exactly. Same words. Now, they didn't have the term dementia in those days, but they were very, very sharp, Fritzy. They were very sharp. And they sensed that something was perhaps up with John. You know, they were concerned. So they went gently and they spoke with him. And here's what John said. They said, "Teacher, every place we go, it's the same message. Little children, love one another." And John, this one-time son of thunder, calling fire down from heaven, consume them. John now says, "Little children, love one another. Because if you have love for one another, you have everything." Praise God. Everything. I've got a dog-eared song here, kind of like "Open the Eyes of My Heart," Susie, kind of like that. It's dog-eared. I'm going to have to get Laura, get me a new copy. Carry it with me. I'm going to close with this poem from the song. Lynn, this is one that you knew. "Come to Jesus." I'd never heard this till the vacation Bible school, and then we'll have our morning offering. This is Jesus. Listen to this. This is why the leper came to him when no one else would hear him. "Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die, oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. But fall on Jesus. Fall on Jesus. Fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, cry to Jesus. Cry to Jesus. Cry to Jesus and live. And when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus and live." At this time, the ushers will assist us as we serve Jesus through the morning offering. giving God, we sing praises to you and give thanks to your holy name. Thank you for this opportunity to share all that we have and all that we are. Use these offerings so others will know of your abundant love, freely offered through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now our closing hymn of commitment, 380, There's Within My Heart a Melody. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, rest, abide with us all, now and forever. Amen.